The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, providing free services to farmers and ranchers of all types. If you need help, mediation may be the solution. Visit their website, MichiganMediates.org. African swine fever now found in Spain. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. Well, just a week and a half ago, African swine fever was confirmed in Spain for the first time since 1994.
So Spain is a top global exporter of pork, and they are also the largest producer of pork within the EU.
And that's Aaron Borer, Vice President of Economic Analysis with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. The virus has been found in wild boars near Barcelona, which is in the Catalonia region of northeastern Spain. That region accounts for about 8% of Spain's total hog production. One thing that Borer says will help Spain is that the country has set up a regionalization agreement with several countries, including China, South Korea, the United Kingdom, and the EU, which means that Spain will still be able to continue its pork exports for those hogs produced outside of the affected region.
I think Spain is really a success story and something that the U.S. industry should aspire to, because they were very quickly regionalized. EU regionalization, Spanish authorities and EU authorities agreeing on that regionalization literally within days.
However, Japan, Malaysia, and Mexico are among the countries that have shut off all pork exports from Spain. In the meantime, though, Borer adds that those closed-off markets may provide some incremental export opportunities for U.S. pork.
So their second largest destination after China is Japan. And Japan is a full suspension. There should be some opportunities for U.S. pork into Japan, thinking mostly frozen loins. For Malaysia, I am optimistic. Again, the potential for kind of a mix of cuts, and just given the limited facilities eligible globally to supply that market, there should be some incremental business for the U.S.
Read the full story at MichiganAgToday.com.
After years of dedication, Jim and Jody Johnson are retiring and selling their quality farm equipment through Purple Wave's December 30th Ag Auction. Don't miss their 2024 John Deere ExactEmerge 1775 NT Planter and 2019 John Deere S760 Combine. See the equipment yourself during open inspections at Osage, Iowa on Wednesday, December 17th and Monday, December 29th, both from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Visit purplewave.com for a complete listing. Purple Wave Auctions, straight, simple, sold.
It's a known fact that some seed companies appreciate your business so much that they have you sign a contract to lock in your orders for years. In other words, you're stuck with them. Seed Genetics Direct doesn't waste paper on contracts. To show their appreciation, Seed Genetics Direct does things like sell seed at a fair price, shake your hand and say thank you. Do business once with Seed Genetics Direct and you'll want to buy from them over and over again. Value knowledge, performance, and no contracts. It's in their genetics. Seed Genetics Direct.
Hi, I'm Ella Gehring. I'm from the Alcona FFA in Northeast Michigan, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
The first of several Clipper systems over the next week will be moving through the region today. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at that Michigan Ag weather update. Mostly cloudy skies today with scattered snow showers. It looks like the biggest of snows are going to be Lake Enhanced, and they're going to be in the central and northern parts of lower Michigan, but I'm not going to rule out action anywhere through the day today. We're going to take a little bit of a break late this evening and into the early overnight, but then right around midnight, round two, second Clipper tries to come in from the northwest, tracking a little bit farther south. This one has solid precipitation for all of lower Michigan. Several inches of snow likely here, tracking right across our region. Into the late Wednesday period, we start to see clouds break a little bit. Strong northwest flow takes over for Thursday, so lake effect clouds and a little bit of lake effect precipitation possible there, but not as strong as what we were seeing a day to 2 days ago. Clipper number three tries to drag through the eastern Corn Belt and a bit of Michigan on Friday. This one focuses a little bit farther south on Indiana. It does not have nearly as much moisture with it. And we follow that one up with moisture for Saturday into early Sunday. This is going to combine with very bitter cold air from the Arctic in with some moisture trying to lift up from the south. That's going to create good snows over southern, lower Michigan, northern Indiana, well, actually through the eastern Corn Belt in general. So I think we're looking at a very active finish to this week and the weekend. Multiple rounds of snow that can accumulate, and watch the winds. They're going to be quite nasty. The nasty cold air is in for the weekend, particularly on Sunday, and some of it lingers on into Monday. But the rest of next week starts to see a big move up in temperatures. Quite warm for the second half of next week through the weekend and into the early part of the week of Christmas. Big snow melt on the way. Mud season is right around the corner. I'm Ryan Martin.
Soil prep for next year begins as soon as the harvest is over. Don't miss out on nutrients you can return to your soil. Applying one of DairyDew's compost blends or layer manure accelerates the conversion of crop stubble into next year's plant food. That remaining plant material is full of nutrients that you want to return to the soil.
DairyDew's compost blends like Layer Ash Blend with Gypsum and Gypsum Plus not only help with releasing nutrients from your crop stubble, they also add beneficial biology and other missing minerals to your soil. Or go with an order of straight layer manure, an economical choice that still offers calcium and sulfur.
Improve your soil health for next year right now with a call to Morgan Composting. Crops don't wait. The seasons don't wait. You shouldn't wait. Address soil health this fall for better yields next year.
Not sure which is the best DairyDew product for your fields? Contact a soil health expert at Morgan Composting for a consultation. Call today or visit DairyDew.com to learn more.
Implants come from healthy soil. Healthy soil comes from DairyDew.
Looking back at the grain markets Monday, here's Andy Eubank and market analyst John Zanker. They spoke at the close of trade Monday.
Markets mostly lower, although, John, the grains on Monday, corn and wheat, both close to even throughout the trading session. Let's start, though, with the weak side leader. That would be the bean market, even with a flash sale to China. The market was lower all day long. South American weather continuing to have a role in that, though, it appears.
Yes, they're off to an excellent start. We're not seeing any support coming from that hemisphere at this point. And right now, estimates are for a 5 to 6 million ton bigger crop in Brazil, a little bit better than last year in Argentina. So still early and still plenty of time. Jan, Feb are the two most critical months down there. So plenty of time to upset that apple cart.
The corn futures market steady all day long, even with a very good export inspections report. So flat trade a day before a USDA December update on supply and demand. That would lead us to believe positioning is pretty well set for that report.
Pretty much so. I was hoping they'd break precedent and put out a production number this month since they missed October. And there was a lot of question about the accuracy, of course, of the November report. So I was hoping for one in December. That's not going to happen. So we're going to have to wait another month for that.
Once again, market analyst John Zanker there. Settlements from Monday, March corn down a penny at 4.43¾. May corn also a penny lower, 4.51¼. January soybeans, though, falling 11.5 cents to 10.93¾. March beans, 10¼ lower at 11.05¾. And March wheat down a penny at 5.34¾. In the meats Monday, February live cattle down 47 cents to 226.67. And February lean hogs, though, 12 cents higher at 82.40. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, connect with us on LinkedIn, and bookmark our website, itsmichiganagtoday.com. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.